Why am I calm when everything's chaotic?
Dr. Tony Evans explains how we can have a kind of inner assurance that makes absolutely no sense.
Because God has given me a peace that passes understanding.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Regardless of our circumstances, peacefulness is supposed to be a Christian's natural state of being, but there's a battle going on to prevent us from experiencing that. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explains how we can win.
We have been studying the armor of God from Ephesians chapter 6. We have explained that you and I are engaged in a spiritual battle. And our premise is very simple. Until we address the invisible spiritual cause of a matter, we can never fully address its visible physical manifestation. Most of the things that happen into our lives come from a visible physical reality. But Paul wants us to know that it emanates from an invisible spiritual source. It is your ability and my ability to address the invisible spiritual cause that leads to the visible physical cure. The unfortunate problem today is that most of us address physical visible problems in physical visible ways. Which means on our best day, we're dealing with fruit, not root. We're dealing with a cure without addressing its cause. Paul wants you to know flesh and blood, the physical realm, is not the source of your problem. It is merely the vehicle through which the source works to bring you your problem. So if you spend all of your time addressing the physical, visible manifestation, flesh and blood, and very little of your time dealing with the invisible spiritual cause or source or root, then the best thing you can do with that issue is manage it, not fix it. The scripture says that we died with him, we were buried with him, we were raised with him, and now we are seated with him in heavenly places. He says that in the book of Ephesians. We are now living spiritually in another realm. So that unless you operate in this realm, from that realm, you will be controlled by this realm. The problem occurs because the realm of the five senses we're used to. The realm of the five senses, that's the way we flow. The five senses, that's the environment that we know about. Hearing and seeing and tasting and touching and smelling. We know that world. This other world seems so out there, so otherworldly, so spacey, so twilight zone-ish. It seems so untouchable. So because it doesn't seem as real as the five senses, it's not given the priority of the five senses, which means we're controlled by the five senses. What Paul wants you to understand is that what Jesus Christ achieved, we ought to stand firm in. That's why he says over and over again, stand firm, stand firm, stand firm, beginning in verse 10, because he wants you and I to understand that we don't have to leave what Christ did to deal with what we face. The moment you leave it, you lose your positioning. So we started off with his first piece of armor. We call it dressing for success. He calls it in verse 13, he calls it the belt of truth. If you're going to operate from the spiritual realm, verse 14, you must first of all put on your truth belt. We explain truth is God-based knowledge. Truth is more than facts. You can have facts and not have the truth. If you only operate on the facts, you may never graduate to the truth, and only the truth sets you free. But the truth that sets you free must be the truth you know. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So if you don't know the truth, you won't be free. And if you settle for facts without graduating to the truth, then you're settling for information that's not transforming. So a lot of us operate on facts and information, never getting to the truth, which is the God-based reality behind the information. And if you never get to that, you never get to God. If you never get to God, you never get to truth. If you never get to truth, you never get to the origin of a thing. If you never get to the origin of a thing, you never get to the cause and cure for the thing you're dealing with that the facts have indicated to you. Facts. facts are not enough. Facts are essential. You got to start with facts to get to the truth, but facts are never enough. Facts are just the starting point to deliver the truth. It's objective, it operates outside of you, it's absolute, it's non-negotiable, and it's reality in its original form. Therefore, the only original person is God, so the only way you can arrive at truth is to start from what God says about a subject. He then says you put on the breastplate of righteousness in verse 14. He says the breastplate of righteousness. When you learn the truth, you know the right way to go. So then you move in the right way because of the truth you've now discovered. Once the truth governs the decision, then you are now protected. Why? Because the devil operates in a lie and he operates wrongly. So if you're operating in the truth and moving rightly, he has no influence over you. So you need truth, God-based knowledge that leads to right decision-making, right choices, where Satan cannot enter or operate from, which blocks him. The moment he can function on a lie or function on facts without truth or get you to move wrongly rather than rightly, gotcha. In the spiritual realm, which manifests itself in the visible physical realm. He now comes to verse 15, our verse for the day, and he wants to talk about your shoes. He wants to talk about your shoes. He's moved from your belt to your breastplate, which is the heart of righteousness, heart to please the Lord, heart to move in the way the truth has directed you. And now he wants to talk about your shoes. This is a day of shoes. There are shoes for everything. There are dress shoes. There are casual shoes. There are a million kind of athletic shoes. There are shoes that you put on your feet appropriate to every occasion. I am sure most of the ladies in here have a wardrobe full of shoes. Shoes all over the place, designed to adorn your feet. Guess what Paul wants you to know? Paul says in verse 14, there are shoes that if you wear them and don't take them off, will address a major issue of spiritual warfare in your life. He says in verse 15, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Shod means what you have on. He says on your feet ought to be some footwear. And this footwear is preparation for the gospel of peace. The Greek word for preparation means readiness. You will be ready for the devil if you got your shoes on. You will be ready for his attacks if you're wearing your shoes. He says, if your feet are shod, you will be in readiness. You will be prepared to deal with the enemy, but you got to have your shoes on. Now, to understand why he is saying this, you have to understand that the Roman soldier had what most football, what all football players have. They had cleats. They had spikes that emanated out of their shoes. And the purpose of the spike in the Roman soldier's shoe was to give him sure footing. It was to keep him from going James Brown, slipping and sliding. It was to keep him mobile. It was to keep him stationary in battle and in conflict so he was not easily knocked over. So he was not evilly dismantled, because the cleat, the spikes that came out of the bottom of the shoe, gave him sure footing when he was under attack. Because we're talking about spiritual warfare. So when the Roman soldier was under attack, the spike, the cleat, would give him footing so that the enemy would not knock him down, knock him over, would not remove him from his place of stability. When he says have your feet shod, he is talking about positioning yourself in a stationary position so when the devil comes, which he calls the evil day in this passage, he can't knock you over. He can't knock you off of your feet. He can't knock you out and knock you down, because what you have on you is stationary. It has sunk itself in deep, giving you a stationary position or sure-footedness in order to keep him from knocking you over. I know what it is. You know what it is at various levels to be knocked over by the evil one. You've been knocked over. Your circumstances have knocked you over. Your situation has knocked you over. Other people have knocked you over. Your finances have knocked you over. Your job situation has knocked you over. It has removed you from your place of stability. Your sure-footedness has slipped. You have slipped and slid because you were not able to hold on to the turf. He has told us over and over again, stand firm, stand firm, stand firm. He now tells us in 15, you need shoes on. You need shoes with cleats to hold you steady when you're under attack. So what he wants to do is create, here it is, stability.
And unfortunately, those attacks are inevitable. But Dr. Evans will tell us more about how to get through them when he continues our message in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about the follow-up book we've selected for our current series. It's called Warfare. As we've been learning, most of what we call problems are really just symptoms of the invisible spiritual battle going on around us. Well, in this book, Tony will teach you to use the tools and tactics God has provided to give you victory over the spiritual challenges in your life that can manifest themselves as addictions, sexual or emotional problems, marital and relational issues, and so on. If you can help support Tony's ministry with a contribution, we'd like to say thanks by sending you a copy of Warfare, along with the full-length CDs of all 8 messages in his current series, The Armor of God. Together, they're a great way to dig deeper into what we've been learning and to pass along these principles to people you care about. Visit TonyEvans.org for details on this special double offer before time runs out, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. It's open 24/7. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
It was my first time meeting Jesus in the Bible. That's what one student is saying after studying bibliology through the Tony Evans Training Center, taught by renowned theologian Dr. Tony Evans. These online courses feature compelling and exclusive video and audio teaching, plus an interactive scripture-based curriculum you can access online or through the mobile app. Sign up now at TonyEvansTraining.org. Take a course with Dr. Evans and explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere. TonyEvansTraining.org.
I wish I could tell you, now that you know Jesus, you won't be attacked. But that's a lie. We know it's a lie. Ain't nothing but a lie from hell. Because sometimes you haven't seen hard till you met Jesus. Because once you meet Jesus, you are now under attack. Now, let me tell you the essence of the attack, and we'll deal with this shoe that you're supposed to be wearing. The essence of the attack is to keep God's purposes, will, provision, blessings from being manifested in your life. The purpose of his war, now that you're saved, he can't take away your salvation, but he can sure make you a miserable Christian. So since he can't take away your salvation, what he does want is to keep your salvation from working for you. Now, he can't keep you out of heaven, but he can make you have hell on earth by keeping what has happened to you when you accepted Christ from being manifested in your reality. So that's his goal in spiritual warfare, to keep you in defeat and to keep you playing defense. He doesn't want you in an offense position, but we're going to change the side of the ball we're on. He says, I want you to put on the shoes, and what is this pair of shoes you and I are supposed to be wearing? We started with truth, God-based knowledge, objective absolute reality in its original form, God-based form. We go to right decision-making, rightness, in light of the truth that I learned. He now says, put on some shoes, and these shoes are the gospel of peace. He says, the shoes I want you to wear under attack is the gospel of peace. Let's talk about peace. All of us know the opposite of peace, anxiety, worry. That's the opposite of peace. So if you don't know what peace is, if you know what worry is, not doing that. That's peace, okay? The biblical definition of peace is calm and tranquility of soul. Peace is calm and tranquility of soul in the midst of difficult circumstances. Let me give you that definition again. The biblical definition of eirene, the Greek word for peace, is calm and tranquility of soul despite external turmoil. Two painters one day were asked to paint a picture of peace in a contest. And they wanted to see, they were going to win $1,000 for whoever painted the best picture of peace. The first painter painted his picture, and oh, what a serene portrait it was. It was a picture of a lake. The sun was glistening off of the lake so you could see the shine across the water. The water was still. The painting included a shepherd walking sheep by this serene lake. Trees were on the side of the lake with birds in them. And it was a picture of calm and tranquility and ease and peace. What a great picture. The second gentleman came out with his portrait, and it wasn't like the first one. The sky was pitch black. Lightning was shooting through. The thunder was roaring. The waves on the water were billowing up and down. Boats that were on the water were being tossed about. Trees were blowing in the wind horrifically. It was a portrait of disaster. But in the corner, all the way at the bottom, on the left-hand side of the portrait, right there at the edge of this horrific circumstance in life, was a little bird standing on a rock with its mouth open, songs coming out of its mouth, and one little light coming from the darkness of the cloud shining down on the bird as it sung in the midst of its darkness. When they made the decision about the portrait, they said the second man won with the dark surroundings, because that's biblical peace. Biblical peace is when nothing's wrong, I'm calm. When nothing's wrong, you're supposed to be calm. Something wrong with you if nothing's wrong and you're worried. If nothing's wrong and you're anxious, you have issues. Biblical peace is when everything is wrong. There is thunder and lightning and the wind's blowing and circumstances are against you and nothing looks right and you're still singing. It's when nothing should be creating a song and you still have a song. It's when there is tranquility on the inside despite chaos on the outside. It's when things are at ease when trouble is all around. You don't know whether you have biblical peace until things are not peaceful. The only way you got biblical peace as opposed to peace that anybody would have when everything's okay is because all hell is broke loose and you're still singing. Guess what the Bible calls that? It calls it a peace that passes understanding. In Philippians chapter 4, he says the peace that God gives is a peace you don't understand. And the reason you don't understand it is because based on the situation, you shouldn't be peaceful right now. So why am I singing when there is no song? Why am I calm when everything's chaotic? Why can I be stable when everything around me is trouble? Because God has given me a peace that passes understanding. Because I don't even understand why I'm singing right now. So nobody else understands why I'm calm right now. Nobody else understands why when I lost my job, I didn't lose my mind. Nobody else understands why when there's no money in the bank, I'm still praising the Lord for his provision. Nobody else understands why the doctor gave me a bad prognosis and I'm still laying here blessing the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, I'm blessing his holy name. Nobody else understands why when my world is falling apart, I'm not falling apart with it, because you got a peace that passes understanding. If peace is not your normal way of operating, you're out of sync spiritually. Let me say it another way. If worry is your normal way of operating, if worry is your modus operandi, if anxiety is how you roll, You just go from one worry to another, one anxiousness to another, and that's how you roll. You're not wearing your shoes. You're going out with no shoes on. You're supposed to roll with peace, not roll with worry. So the mere fact that worry, now everybody has moments of worry because we still live in our flesh. But I'm talking about what's normative for you. Is peace normative or is worry and anxiety normative? If worry and anxiety is normative, then that means you are not wearing your shoes. Guess what Jesus says on his way to be crucified? He turns to his disciples in John 14:27 and he says, "Peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives you peace." See, the world can give you peace momentarily. But here is the difference between the peace God gives and the peace the world gives. The peace the world gives is outside in. It's something they do outside that you put in here that makes you feel better temporarily. Jesus says, that is not the peace I'm talking about. Peace I leave with you, and the peace that I leave with you will be my peace. And what kind of peace do you have? Peace that can even handle a cross, because he's on his way to be crucified. Peace that can handle you getting ready to be slain. That's the peace, because I'm getting ready to go to the cross and I'm chilling. You know, I don't prefer it. I don't like it. Let this cup pass from me, but we're going to roll with it. He says, that's the kind of peace I want you to have. And that's the kind of peace I want to be normal for you. Not showing up every now and then. Worry should show up every now and then. Anxiety should show up every now and then. Peace you're supposed to roll with as long as you leave your shoes on.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final thought about how that peace can give you direction and help you make godly decisions. First, though, I want to remind you that today's message is called Footsteps of Peace, and it's available for you to own on CD. Or better yet, ask for details on getting it as a part of our current 8-message series, The Armor of God, a comprehensive look at how to avoid becoming a casualty of the spiritual warfare going on behind the scenes of your life. This set of lessons contains material we won't have time to bring you on the air, and it's yours with our thanks when you visit TonyEvans.org and help us keep Tony's teaching on this station by making a generous contribution. Along with it, we'll send you that powerful book I told you about earlier, Warfare. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say, fine, under the circumstances. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain why you don't have to live under your circumstances anymore. Right now, though, he's back with this closing thought.
So important is this peace, this calm, that Colossians 3, verse 15 says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. The Greek word for rule means umpire. What does an umpire do in a baseball game? Ball strikes. He calls it. That's what an umpire does. He calls it. If it's a ball, calls the ball. If it's a strike, calls it a strike. And guess what? Whatever he calls it, that's the way it is. He makes the call. Let the peace of God make the call in your life. Now, why do you need to know that? Because life is full of decisions and choices. Life is full of, you know, do I go this way? Do I go this way? Do I go that way? He says, once you've aligned with truth, you've found God's view on a matter. Once you've now begun to do righteousness based on the truth, let the peace of God make the call. In other words, God will show you what to do once you're operating on the truth you know by giving you a calm about the decision. He will calm your heart by the Holy Spirit, giving you peace. Sometimes you'll look at a situation and all the facts may line up, but you'll say, but I just don't feel right about it. Something not right about this. Something that God hasn't released me. I do not have peace or calm about this thing. You always hold up where there is no peace. Because what he says is, I want your feet. And remember, the Greek word is to have. The verb is to have, meaning don't ever take these shoes off. You are to flow in peace once you've picked up truth and righteousness. Peace is to be your flow.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.